Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. It's time for the highlight show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Final game from the Trop. Mets trying to avoid the sweep with Luis Severino on the mound against right-hander Ryan Pepio for Tampa Bay. Top of the first, and the Mets went right to work against Pepio. A one-out walk to Starling Marte put a runner at first base for Francisco Lindor.
Marte leads from first. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Lindor hits it in the air to right field and deep. DeLuca back at the wall, and there it goes. Home run, Francisco Lindor. A two-run homer into the bleachers in right field for Lindor. His sixth home run of the year. Marte scores ahead of him. The Mets are leading 2-0 here in the first inning.
Mets with a 2-0 lead on our Smash of the Game, presented by Smashburger. 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Just three batters in, and for the third straight game against the Rays, the Mets struck first, this time a 2-0 lead, and the Rays coming to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Luis Severino allowed a couple of one-out base runners, but stranded runners at second and third after back-to-back strikeouts of Randy Arozarena and Ahmed Rosario to keep the Mets ahead. Pepio came back and struck out the side in the top of the second. Then in the bottom half, like they have all series, the Rays came storming back. A leadoff walk to Jose Caballero and a double by Alex Jackson put the Rays on the board as Caballero scored, and it cut the Mets' lead in half. The Mets were unable to record an out on a fielder's choice, and that put two on. That set up a sacrifice situation for Jose Siri for the first out, but it moved runners to second and third for Yandy Diaz.
0-1 to Diaz. The pitch, swinging a ground ball up the middle. That's a base hit going into center field. Jackson scores. DeLuca digging for the plate. He'll score standing as Bader throws into second. It's a two-run single for Yandy Diaz, and the Rays have a 3-2 lead.
Rays in front with a three spot in the bottom of the second inning. Severino worked around another walk with a pair of strikeouts to end the second. Top of the third, Mets down a run. Trouble for Ryan Pepio. A leadoff single by Omar Narvaez. Then Brandon Nimmo was hit by a pitch, but that really wasn't the issue. The issue came when Starling Marte lined a ball 108 miles per hour off Pepio's leg and forced him to exit the game with no outs and the bases loaded. Manuel Rodriguez inherited the bases full, and he was tasked with the middle of the Mets' order. Francisco Lindor lined out the shortstop. It was a rocket, but runs did not score. Pete Alonso then popped out for the second out, and the Mets still trailing by a run. Fortunately for the Mets, DJ Stewart worked a walk to tie the game at three, but New York settled for just one. Rodriguez came back with a strikeout of Jeff McNeil and kept the game tied. In the bottom half, common ailments plagued the Mets once again. A one-out walk to Jose Caballero put the go-ahead run on for Alex Jackson.
1-0 pitch, runner bluffs, pitch is drilled in the air to deep right. Marte going back to the track at the wall, leaps up, and he made the catch and fires back towards first to try to double up Caballero, but he sprints back standing safely. Marte goes to the top of the wall to make a catch for the second out in the third inning. And Harrison Bader's over there saying, yeah, buddy, nice play, Starling.
Nice play indeed, Starling. That was the save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. A tremendous play by Starling Marte for the second out. So with two outs and a runner at first, but only for a moment because a stolen base by Caballero put a runner at second for Johnny DeLuca.
0-2. And the pitch to DeLuca is looped towards shallow left. Lindor goes out, leaps. It's over his glove, dunks in for a hit. Caballero running with two outs. He scores from second base. RBI bloop single to left for Johnny DeLuca. And Tampa Bay takes a 4-3 third inning lead.
So once again, a walk and a stolen base came back to haunt the Mets, and the Rays were ahead 4-3. Fortunately, that was it for the Rays on another fantastic play by Starling Marte in right field to take away a base hit from Jose Siri, and the back and forth continued in the top of the fourth. Harrison Bader reached on an error by Jose Siri to start the inning. Brett Beatty then bounced a single over Yandy Diaz to put runners at the corners with nobody out, first and third, and Omar Narvaez at the plate.
So now the 2-2. Bouncing ball to the right side. That sneaks by. Base hit going into right field. Bader scores from third. Beatty goes first to third. Narvaez on with a game-tying RBI single. He's at first, and the Mets knotted at four.
Rodriguez done, but the Mets in business. Still first and third with nobody out. Kevin Kelly in, and Brandon Nimmo up.
And here's Nimmo, first and third. Kelly's 2-0. Nimmo cracks one up the middle. Base hit going into center field. It knocked the pitcher down. Beatty scores from third. Narvaez up to second. Nimmo has given the Mets a 5-4 lead with an RBI single in the top of the fourth, and there's still nobody out.
Mets back in front with a 5-4 advantage on the Brandon Nimmo base hit. The Mets loaded the bases two batters later on a Francisco Lindor single, their fourth of the inning. Pete Alonso, two for his last 35, came to the plate with the bases full and one out, but bounced into a 5-4-3 double play to end the top of the fourth, and the Mets settled for a one-run lead. Command issues continued for Severino in the bottom of the fifth. Back-to-back walks with one out put a pair on for the Rays. A fielder's choice at second put runners at the corners with two outs. A Rosarena, who was at first, swiped second to put a tying run and go-ahead runs in scoring position. A flyout by Ahmed Rosario, however, kept the Rays off the board and kept the Mets ahead after four. Kevin Kelly and Severino each set down the order in the fifth. That was the first time that it had happened all afternoon, and Severino was done. Five innings, four hits, four earned runs, six walks, and six strikeouts. Jump to the home half of the seventh. Mets still ahead by a run. Reed Garrett on for the Mets. A two-out walk to Jose Caballero put the tying run on for Tampa Bay. A pair of stolen bases put that run 90 feet away, and pinch hitter Austin Shenton at the plate.
He shaded up the middle here against the lefty, the 2-2. That's looped in the air center field. Bader coming in, makes the catch, and falls forward into a little dive. Pumps his fist as he gets to his feet. Harrison Bader runs it down in center. Caballero stays put at third, and the Mets stay in front. 5-4 in Tampa Bay. We go to the eighth.
Another scoreless inning for Reed Garrett and a one-run lead for the Mets as we went to the eighth inning. The Mets loaded the bases but did not score in the top half of the eighth against Sean Armstrong. Bottom of the eighth, and the Mets still ahead by a run. This time it was Sean Reed Foley out of the pen. And the trouble with walks continued. A leadoff walk to Johnny DeLuca, but the walks and the impressive defense by Starling Marte continued to be the theme because Marte ran down a fly ball and doubled up DeLuca, who was off and running on the pitch. Third outfield assist this week for Marte, and then a three-pitch strikeout for Sean Reed Foley, and the Mets kept the lead into the ninth inning. Edwin Diaz on for the bottom of the ninth. Still a one-run game, his first save situation since April 15th. A strikeout to Isak Paredes, and Diaz was off and running. Richie Palacios then popped out for the second out, and the next batter was Randy Arozarena, who faced Diaz with two outs and two strikes, and the Mets ahead by a run.
Diaz has run it full, brings the hands together. Here's the payoff pitch. Swinging a high fly ball deep to left field. Back goes Nimmo onto the track. It's gone! A game-tying home run for Randy Arozarena. With the Mets a strike away from ending it, Diaz gives up the home run, and it is all even. The Rays 5, the Mets 5. It was another slider. He just kept going down the line with that slider. And Arozarena hits his second home run of the series. Diaz blows the save.
A blown save for Diaz and our turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to WCBS 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game at Citi Field. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply with 13 locations on Long Island. They are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. So the series not settled yet. We went to extras after the Arozarena game-tying home run. Top of the 10th inning, the Mets moved the placed runner Harrison Bader to third with two outs and Brandon Nimmo at the plate.
Bader at third, two outs, the 0-1. Nimmo bounces it off the mound towards second base. Caballero charges and throws in time to get Nimmo. And the Mets cannot challenge unless they can in extras here. They get a new one. That was a close play because if it's a safe call, the run scores and the Mets have the lead.
New York is challenging the alcohol at first base.
Tell you what, so the Mets are challenging. Yandy Diaz, I believe, dropped the ball. So even though it looked like Nimmo was out on the ball hitting the glove, foot hitting the bag, it looked like the ball squirted out of Diaz's glove and hit the dirt. Again, if this stands, the inning is over. It's 5-5 going to the bottom of the 10th. If Nimmo is safe, Bader scores from third at 6-5 Mets.
There's no chance that he had control of the ball before Nimmo's foot got to the bag based on what we've seen. You're absolutely right. I can't see how this is anything but a Mets run.
It was a low throw. It had to be just a throw made by Caballero.
After
here we go.
After review, the call in the field is overturned. The runner is safe.
So Nimmo is safe. The Rays, I'm dumbfounded. The Rays can't believe it. They don't realize that the Mets fans were cheering for what happened on video. They have to get back onto the field.
Well, they'll believe it when they see the replay.
So Nimmo reaches. He beats out what is an infield single. Harrison Bader scores from third. It is 6-5 Mets in the 10th.
So after review, an infield single for Brandon Nimmo and the lead once again for the Mets. The third time in the game that the Mets have held the lead. To the bottom of the 10th we went. Jake Diekman next out of the pen for the Mets, this time for a save. Jose Caballero, the placed runner at second base, and the Mets ahead by a run. The theme continued for the Mets pitchers. A leadoff walk to Ben Roitfit and a stolen base by Caballero, his fourth of the game, put runners at the corners for Johnny DeLuca.
0-2. First and third for the Rays. The pitch. Line towards center field. Bader sprinting to his right. Dives. Can't get it. It rolls behind him. Caballero scores. The ball's on the warning track at the wall. Roitfit rounds third. He comes home to slide in safely. Johnny DeLuca and the Tampa Bay Rays win it in the bottom of the 10th inning. It's a two-run hit, a 7-5 Rays winner, and Tampa Bay has swept the New York Mets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.